Ensuring the government gets the most from its money and taxpayers are getting the most from their government. Every administration says it wants that. But federal officials down in the trenches say the government still struggles to share information, even with other agencies. That, plus pressure from outside, can make for a tough environment for the workforce. Here's Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers speaking with executive editor Jason Miller.
Meredith, this idea of government accountability, not new. We've talked about it a lot over the years. What can be done, really, to make the government more accountable?
Gene Dodaro, the Comptroller General of the United States, says the government must address four management areas if it wants to improve accountability. That's leveraging technology, managing finances, adapting to change, and building a workforce to carry out those responsibilities. And he talked about that during a National Academy of Public Administration forum. So here he is talking about some of the missteps the government's taken when it comes to IT investments.
There's consistent breakdowns and a lack of disciplined management on IT investments across government. As a result, the federal government's not getting the return it needs to get in order to improve its performance and improve its interactions with the public using technology. Also, OMB has tried a number of approaches that we think have a lot of promise: TechStat, PortfolioStat, IT dashboards, but these all need to have better information and more consistently applied across the federal government.
That was Comptroller General Gene Dodaro talking about leveraging information technology. Dodaro said that the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, or FITARA, does help in that it gives agency CIOs more authority as well as places more accountability with them when it comes to IT procurements. But another management issue related to accountability falls under cyber. GAO has called for greater accountability for decades, Dodaro said, and Congress has passed laws requiring that security plans be put in place, but they aren't always, nor are there employees that are always trained to do this. And that leads to another concern of his, which is securing the human talent to support this accountability agenda. Dodaro said that there are a lot of aging baby boomers that are going to be hitting retirement age soon, so it provides an opportunity for hiring new people, but it also, you risk having a bunch of gaps open in your workforce. And managing finances is another area where Dodaro sees an importance for accountability. He said it's critical that the government makes every dollar count in this budget environment, and one way to do that is through the Digital Accountability and Transparency, or DATA Act, which requires the government to standardize all of its financial information so that it can be analyzed across contracts, programs, and agencies. The DATA Act is still in its early stages, Dodaro said, but with the expectation of reports being made available next year in 2017.
It's interesting. He brought up the Data Act. He brought up the workforce issues. He brought up IT and cyber. He hit all the high marks and everything basically that's on the GAO high risk list, which they put out every January. The administration has been really busy trying to increase accountability, really increase the way agencies are working. Would you hear back from the administration about this? I know David Mader was there.
Yeah, Dave Mader, the controller at the Office of Management and Budget, was there, and he said there has been an emphasis on two things during the Obama administration. One is on access to data, both within the government and across government agencies to the public, and also on transparency. And he referenced the Data Act and it coming online in 2017. He said the past 2 years, or really two terms of the administration, have built a culture of evidence. And Mader says it's important in accountability to know how to measure success.
Where we identify successful programs that measure effectively the evidence, the outcome, we want to continue to build on that. And for those new programs and those existing programs where we don't have that analytical rigor, what we've been installing in each of the departments and agencies is sort of that thought process of how do you set the baseline, how do you measure success going forward, and how do we then hold ourselves accountable for the investments that we're making.
That was Dave Mader, controller at the Office of Management and Budget.
So the administration for some time has been focused on this, as you quoted Mader saying, culture of evidence, really evidence-based decision-making. So the question that I guess comes to me, Meredith, is whether or not there's an agreement of what to do as the transition happens from one president to the next.
Yes, there is agreement. Both guys agreed that leveraging the federal workforce for the future was important, especially when it comes to acquisition. Here's Mader talking, or really answering a question on whether or not there is a good balance between civil servants and contractors.
And, you know, maybe it's been just prejudiced by my own experience. I'm not concerned about the balance that exists today. I think there's an advantage of leveraging both the federal workforce with the private sector workforce for exchange of ideas, new ideas. I think all too often, though, I think the problem is that we don't, as civil servants, manage the contractors to the degree that they should be contracted, be ensure that they are doing what we've asked them to do in their contracts.
That was Mader talking about leveraging the federal workforce. Both officials also talked about the A-123 circular, which the latest update for which should be coming out in the next 60 days.
You know, most of the departments have done a really good job of implementing financial internal controls and assessing financial risk, but within the CFO shop. But what's happened over those 25 years is we've actually narrowed the aperture on how we apply internal controls and risk just to pretty much the CFO community. So what we're going to do in this new release of this new circular is to actually open that aperture up again and say, this is not just about the CFO. This is about every program. This is about programs that you do at CDC or NIH or DHS, and ask each of the cabinet level departments to actually implement then the assessment of risk as you're developing and rolling out new programs or to existing programs.
Once again, Dave Mader. And lastly, they both talked about the importance of not necessarily ignoring what's been done in previous administrations or totally copying what's been done, but more about building on what's already there. Dodaro stressed legislative underpinnings like the Data Act, while Mader stressed the importance of, again, not starting, you know, from square one, but kind of building on what's already been started.
I think that point of building on what's already been started, something the Bush administration did was something called the PART. Now, this administration came in back in 2009 and built on that. They had the combination of this top-down approach for that the Bush administration did, and then they had the bottom-up approach that the Clinton administration did. They called it 1,000 Flowers Bloom. A lot of people would disagree that it took the Obama administration quite a while to kind of get going with the president's management agenda. And when they got someone stronger in there at OMB, Beth Cobert, to be more specific, one thing that just occurs to me, did they talk about what, if they're having conversations yet with some of the campaigns or when they would start having conversations with the nominees? Did that come up at all?
Not too much, although Dave Mader said, he's like, I don't think any of the candidates are going to win on their answers for FITARA or the Data Act. But he said that the last transition between the Bush and the Obama administration seemed to have been the smoothest and the most productive. So stressing the effective management and also efficient management and switching over. That's about as close as they got.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers speaking with Executive Editor Jason Miller. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.